Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Tel Aviv Levin is very, he's big mad. He's big mad. Big mad because he didn't, as a spokesperson, as a spokesmodel for a foreign nation, they didn't get what they want, President Trump. And you saw why Bibi can't be trusted, Netanyahu can't be trusted.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of
Genevieve Wood joining us. She's back, ladies and gentlemen, from the Heritage Foundation Senior Advisor. Genevieve, good to have you back. How are you?
Hey, good morning. Good to be back, Mark.
Yeah, I played that bite there from Steve Bannon, and I know I didn't warn you about that in advance, but I'm watching this sort of meltdown from the right, from people like Steve Bannon and Candace Owens and MTG and a few others who are angry. They're now angry at Donald Trump for what he did in Iran. And I don't get it. I can't wrap my brain around it. I don't know how you feel about it, but I thought I'd ask that question this morning.
No, it's one of those things. It's really odd, Mark. I just think it's people who, they went too far out on a limb, and now they don't know how to get back. I mean, they went too far out thinking, if we go in and we do anything, somehow it's going to embroil us in this long war, and this is not going to be a good thing, and on and on. And yet that's not the way it has turned out. It's been a good thing. It looks like it's going to be a very good thing. But they went too far out on a limb, saying if we do this, it'll be the end. We'll be in a World War III. And now they can't say, hey, guys, guess what? I was wrong. I went too far. How about Donald Trump was right again? But, you know, it's easy to come back if you have a little bit of humility. But I think in some of these cases, that's what's lacking.
Yeah. That's a good point.
The Trump administration really does keep having win after win. I know Candace Owens feels like he's been an utter disappointment and embarrassment somehow. But one of the wins came the other day, and that was specifically with Dr. Oz and RFK Jr. And they were talking about this huge reform when it comes to prior authorization with these insurance companies, because we know how many people are fully or partially insured, and yet they still get their request denied. So they're saying this is, I guess, basically going to streamline the process.
Yeah, I mean, look, and I think we've all been there, haven't you? Been to a doctor where they say, well, you need to get an MRI or you need to get this test, and it's like, oh, we got to get that authorized, and it takes 2 weeks to get it authorized. Mm-hmm. And in some cases, it's one thing if it's a broken leg, which is bad enough. That's probably not going to happen in that case. But like, it could be a colonoscopy. There's cases where it's like it takes too long to get a test, and sometimes that can make a real difference with an illness or a disease that someone has. And there's often not a rhyme or reason for it. Like sometimes it goes right through, other times it takes 2 or 3 weeks, sometimes it takes a month. And it's like, why is that? And it's because there's no standards, really. And so what they're saying is, we're going to go in, we're going to standardize the way doctors and insurance companies who are agreeing, we're going to standardize the way that we do authorizations. We're also going to make it transparent so you can see what's happening. And this is going to be something that, you know, other people have promised to do in the past, but HHS is going to go in and do, first of all, what it can do, and then it's asking Congress to codify a number of those things into law. But making more things in healthcare transparent, I'm sure any patient and doctor listening to this knows what a help that would be. If you knew what things cost, if we were transparent about that, it would be helpful. If you could see the process of how things go through the system, like authorizations, where they are in the process, that would be helpful. And that's what this is trying to do.
Well, I would say, Genevieve, if we all just step back, we should kind of go, wow. If you wonder why the conservative movement has gained so much support and why Donald Trump got reelected, 10 years ago, these are conversations These are things Democrats were complaining about. Healthcare costs, insurance companies having so many regulations, they're turning people down, the cost of prescription drugs. And now, during the Trump administration, not only is it being dealt with, they're promising to equal the playing field on what you're paying for these expensive drugs for whatever Europe pays for it. Now, I don't completely agree with how they're going about that, to be honest, but these are conversations that conservatives were not having a few years ago.
And to your point, Mark, these are the conversations that Americans have every single day at their dinner table, right? I mean, this is what drives people crazy every day is the cost of drugs. It's a healthcare system. And Obamacare didn't make any of that better. They made it more regulatory. So doctors have to file in more forms to get paid. So that slows things down. It makes insurance companies not want to pay for things. Look, there's a lot of reform that needs to happen in healthcare, but there's some things that can be done that Secretary Kennedy and Oz are talking about doing that Health and Human Services and the administration can do. But Congress will eventually have to act on some of these things. But until they do, there are things the administration can use executive powers to do. And that's why I'm glad to see them taking that up here.
Obviously, I'll never condone what happened with the UnitedHealthcare CEO where he was gunned down. But I mean, that really got the conversation going where a lot of people who may have been a little bit frustrated before thought, yeah, you're right. I mean, this is getting ridiculous. So that would be my question is, I wonder if that had anything to do with it, if it kind of escalated the importance of kind of getting some of this stuff done.
Yeah, well, I think Dr. Oz alluded to that in some of his comments in announcing these reforms. He did allude to that piece. And you're absolutely right. There is no excuse for what happened in that scene. But we all know people are frustrated with healthcare. And so much of it is because it often just doesn't make sense. You do all that you're supposed to do. You've got your insurance. You go to the doctor files the form, and it takes a lot longer than it should to say get approval for a test. And it's like, why does it cost this? Why are they only going to fund or pay for part of it? Why aren't they going to pay for all of it? In another case, they do pay for all of it. I mean, just the rules and regulations aren't out there for everybody to see. So you're always waiting. It's a guessing game of what things are going to cost, how much you're going to be responsible for. That's what they're trying to get to, is like, let's make that stuff more transparent. Let's have people know in advance what they're walking into. And I think it's great that the insurance companies are coming to the table. They're going to be a part of this, and I think that's a good thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the stories, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Really is. Genevieve Wood with us from the Heritage Foundation. About a minute and a half left here, but I know you guys have just updated your election integrity website to show the states that are doing the most to secure their elections.
We are. And, you should know Missouri is number 9 on that list, which is in the top 10. So that's great. There's ways you can improve. I would encourage people to go check out the scorecard because it does show. And this has been great because governors actually compete on stuff like this. They see where they're ranked. They know that voters care about this. And they're like, okay, what can we go in here and do to up our score by 2 points? I mean, the state of Arkansas this past year is now tied with Tennessee at number 1. And that's because Sarah Huckabee Sanders, as governor, has gone in and made some real improvements. I mean, I think they shot up like 9 or 10, 11 points just this year alone on measures that make Arkansas a safer state for voters there to know, like, my vote is literally going to count. We're getting rid of fraud in the state. And this is stuff like, let's say the state of Tennessee just did that this year. Not only do they have good laws in their state, but they're saying we're going to share our voter rolls with other states and look at theirs so that if somebody in Tennessee moves to Missouri, they can't say registered here and also register in Missouri. That happens in a lot of places.
Sure.
Because states don't share their voter rolls.
Yeah.
That's an easy thing for states to fix. So there's ways to go about it, but it's been really encouraging to see. One thing, though, that Hans von Spakovsky, who I know you know well, would tell you, though, these laws only matter if governors and legislatures and elected officials enforce them.
That's a good point.
You know, all sorts of laws in the books, but they've got to be enforced. So you got to encourage people to make sure that's what their lawmakers are doing.
Genevieve, thank you.
Hey, thank you, guys.
Yeah, we'll talk next week. Appreciate that.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Are you ready to dive into the story, stats, and personalities that make baseball the greatest game in the world? Rob Bradford from the Baseballs and Boring podcast here, and we'll have you covered every day with podcasts that bring you closer to the action, from the bleachers to the clubhouse. Whether you're a diehard fan or just a casual observer, these conversations are aimed to educate, entertain, and most importantly, inform you. Follow the Baseballs and Boring podcast in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.